California lawmakers, union leaders, and other advocates introduced legislation today that would establish a public option for banking. It would offer California residents access to a no-fee, no-penalty bank account that includes a debit card, automatic bill pay, direct deposit capacity, and an infrastructure for account holders to build credit. Banks typically impose fees for accounts that dip below a certain dollar limit, piling on extra charges that hurt low-income depositors. Ro Khanna is the representative for California's 17th congressional district and a supporter of the bill.
This is a big deal. I mean, most people don't realize that one in four Californians don't have a bank account. But imagine life if you literally don't have a bank account. You're already in a job that's probably not paying enough. You don't have proper benefits. And now you can't even save your paycheck. And you actually, to write a check, pay your utilities, to do anything, are incurring fees to be able to do that. I mean, it's really outrageous.
Supporters say AB 1177, the California Public Banking Act, or Bank Cal, would also address inequalities of access to basic financial services in low-income communities and communities of color. Households earning less than $30,000 make up more than 80% of those who are unbanked in the state, and more than 78% of those people are Black and Latino. Disabled Californians are also disproportionately represented, with 44% of the disabled unbanked. Unbanked and underbanked Californians are more likely to be forced to rely on predatory payday lenders who charge up to a 15% fee to process paychecks and distribute loans with an average interest rate of 375%. Assemblymember Miguel Santiago represents the 53rd District in Los Angeles. He's the lead author of the bill.
This is critical because we want those dollars to actually be worth those exact dollars. It makes no sense that somebody would earn 15 bucks an hour, and after every fee, after every transaction, after everything they do, after overdraft fees, that 15 bucks an hour is even decreased because financial institutions continue to make enormous amounts of profit off the backs of those who they're intending to say they help. And let's be clear, there is a large population of folks who are currently underbanked. Those who make 15 bucks an hour or less, about 80% of those are inadequately or unbanked. And we've got to do something about it.
Unbanked and underbanked Californians also lack access to basic financial services, such as direct deposit and bill pay, which require the unbanked to spend their money and time to access their earned money. Sophia Lyman is a fast food worker in San Francisco who's currently unbanked. She spoke through an interpreter.
Oftentimes, workers like myself are prevented from being able to save money because banks don't make it easy for us to sign up for accounts. Many banks require documents that are hard to access simply to open an account. Because of this hurdle, I cash my paychecks at a store half an hour away from home that I have to take a bus to get to. However, over the years, I have lost quite a bit of money, as each time I make a visit, I have to travel by bus with my 2-year-old and 7-year-old daughters and spend $12 for each check I cash, aside from the cost of travel.
The bill does not create a public bank itself. Instead, it would create the framework necessary to establish public partnerships with existing financial institutions. Participation in Bank Cal would be voluntary, and all Californians would be eligible to opt in. AB 1177 is set to be heard in the Assembly Committee on Banking and Finance at the end of next month.